True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours.
Hoodie week.
That is right. It is hoodie week. We are flying in here. No shirts under the hoodie, Stead.
I'm wearing just a shirt.
Just a shirt. You freak.
Hoodie week.
You have a hoodie.
I didn't put it on. That one's a big burly one. I meant to tell one of you guys to try it. Well, I think it's so hot.
Well, I wouldn't wear a big burly one. You know, I just have it as a shirt, Ted.
Yeah.
Come on. Plan ahead. So, as both a cigarette smoker and a voracious consumer of alcohol, I'm in no position to offer my advice on what you should do to live a long and healthy life. And truth be told, I ate a foot-long chili dog for breakfast this morning. I'm not kidding. I really did. My stomach is paying the price right now from across the street, Dave. It's delicious. Not a good breakfast, however. And that might actually be the thing that kills me, because according to a new study, well, the results actually of 104 studies, eating ultra-processed foods, including hot dogs, has a negative impact on every single organ in the human body. And we'll show the results of that study coming up. But in a nutshell, the only redeeming quality of unprocessed foods is that they are delicious. In fact, a completely different study found that women who eat a lot of ultra-processed foods, they face greater odds of developing colorectal cancer before the age of 50. But the bad news, it isn't all about what we eat or smoke or drink or ingest. Sometimes it's our hobbies that are trying to kill us. And depending what that hobby is, of course, makes it more dangerous. And we have a list of the 21 most dangerous hobbies. And to be fair, most of them, they're not going to surprise you, right? Base jumping, cliff diving, bull riding. Those are the ones that are obvious.
Bull riding. Jesus.
But how about fractal wood burning? Fractal wood burning. That's where you use electricity to carve images into wood. Yeah, apparently a lot of people accidentally electrocute themselves to the point that it's on the list of the 21 most dangerous hobbies. But whatever the case, today we're talking about those habits or hobbies or those lifestyle choices that we know are unhealthy, but we do it anyway. And that leads us to today's question. When it comes to your health or well-being, what's the worst thing that you do?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com and now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Rock. Shows, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,431. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat, the exciting return of Who Sucks Less. Steve, I don't know how you do it. You find people in the news doing weird crap.
Yeah.
You bring us three stories each and every week. It's up to us to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. Is there a theme to today's Who Sucks Less?
Well, because Ted won't shut up about it once again. Mm-hmm. We got to think about the kids, man. So, yeah, this is it's about the kids, but also inventive ways of saving money if you do have children. You know, children are expensive. And these three stories of all people that have gotten creative in ways to save money on their children.
One of my favorites was, is it in Laurel, Maryland? Where is Six Flags, Ted? Bowie, where is that?
That
area.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there was a thing back in the day where...
It's closed.
It's closed now. But it used to be open. And you could buy a summer pass that the kid could use all year round. And whether that was like $400 or $300, whatever the deal was, it was for the full summer. So parents would buy their kid a summer pass, take them to the park, drop them off in the morning, and pick them up in the afternoon because that was cheaper than daycare.
That is correct.
In fact, the kids would have a better time, so to speak.
Part of the reason people hated that park.
If you just went there to have fun, like there's a million kids running around, which is true of any amusement park. The difference with this one is there's no parents.
Correct.
And the thing is, like, the park had to issue these statements starting in, like, mid-April. You know, be on the local news everywhere, like, hey, Six Flags, again, is asking you. They can't really enforce it, but we're asking you, please, please, don't drop your kids off on the way to work and then pick them up when you're done. And everyone said, yeah, sure. And then every summer, that's exactly what people did.
I thought it was genius. To be honest with you, if I was a kid and I got dropped off at a music, yes, eventually, I'm sure you'll get tired of it. But I would ride every ride. It wouldn't matter.
Yeah, the kids weren't the ones complaining. They're like, this is fantastic.
Parents gave you $5 for lunch or whatever. Yep. You get a hot dog and a Coke, and you're pretty well good for the day. Walk in there with your towel. Who Sucks Less is coming up at 4:30. And today we're going to talk about you and what it is about you that is not exactly healthy. Look, I mean, there's many ways where physically you can do things that you know damn well are not the healthiest thing in the world for you to do.
Sure.
There are also activities that you know damn well that even if you are a fitness guru, look, man, if you're into rock climbing without a rope, you could be in the best shape of your life.
You're in good shape, but it's very inherently dangerous.
There's a risk to your health and to your well-being you participate in these kind of things.
I did the opposite today. Look, I smoke, I drink. Now, I have not had any alcohol today. I planned on it tonight, but I've smoked my regular share of cigarettes leading up to this point today. Mm-hmm. I mowed down on a chili dog. I was trying to figure out what to eat for lunch. There's a shop across the street. I still didn't know what I wanted. Yep. I saw the chili dog on the menu. I'm like, ooh, that's really good. And in the spirit of transparency, we are setting up the question of the day. We're discussing, what do we want to talk about? We kind of settled on this. So as I'm reading information about things that are unhealthy for you, I'm eating this chili dog, and there's this big study about ultra-processed foods.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what I'm eating as I'm reading the study. And I'm like, all right, look, I do not, I don't free climb. I'm not into parkour. Sure. I don't ride bull, so I don't inherently do things that are dangerous, but I'm like, I just smoked a cigarette before I went over there to get the chili dog, and when I'm done with this chili dog, I'm going to walk outside and smoke a cigarette. And according to these studies, they're like, bro, you're better off just choking down the cigarettes than you are eating this chili.
Yeah.
And it was a delicious chili. And it's doing a number on my guts.
I've sworn off a number of activities in my life just based on the fact that I know damn well I could really mess myself up. When the original host of Metal Shop, Kevin and Steve, when they did the show, Kevin would come in with a skateboard.
Yeah.
Right? Now, I grew up on a skateboard every summer. I mean, that's just what we did. We skateboarded around the neighborhood. I tried to get on that skateboard at one point in time in the old building, and I about just absolutely killed myself. And I swore at that point, like, man, I guess I don't. It's not like a bike. You just can't get back on this thing. And
your balance is a lot different.
Everything's
man.
Different. So
I ate it on that thing. We're at Tacoma Dome, and if you're backstage at Tacoma Dome, there's this one super long hall. Mm-hmm. So Kevin, you know, in between shows, he's zipping back and forth, and he and Steve Rock.
But he longboarded to work every day.
He really did. Yeah. And they were like, dude, just try the skateboard. I'm like, man, I don't know. Like, I haven't been on one in, 40 years or whatever it is at that point. They're like, just step on the thing. And now, honest to God, I stepped on it. And as soon as I got one foot on the back. I'm just not thinking about it. When I lift my left foot to place it on the board, of course the thing slips. So I go immediately on my ass, and Steve Rock's like, don't ride it anymore. It's like, you couldn't even get on, man. I'm like, I didn't even want to do this. Now you know why.
Yeah.
And it hurt.
And guys who skateboard, they know how to fall.
Sure.
They're way more savvy about it than I am. We used to have banana boards, and we would do slalom and crap like that.
Right.
We didn't get into, like, a swimming pool or anything. But last week I saw my neighbor. She lives behind me. And I was like, hey, how's things going? She's like, how did you hear? And I said, no. What are you talking about? She's like, well, my husband, he rented one of those Lime scooters.
Oh, I was about to say, those things, man.
Okay. And I don't know where they were. I don't know if he was just buzzing around the neighborhood. I don't know if he was coming home from somewhere, whatever the deal was. He navigated this thing just fine. At one point in time, he jumped off, I guess, to stop, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And his knee is completely gone. I mean, he's got stitches. He's in one of those
immobilized.
Yes,
yeah.
All the way down.
This is months and months and months, and they live in a house like I do with steps, so he can't really leave. The floor to whatever floor he's on.
Yeah,
he's gonna be there for a while.
Yeah,
he's completely immobile. He can't move. He can't do anything. You see those everywhere, and if you ask anybody who works in an emergency room or a hospital here in Seattle, they will tell you that the uptick, and look, man, we have one of the highest percentages of Lime scooter riders.
Yeah, without a doubt.
I think in the country. I think we're up there with, the highest DoorDash.
Sure.
And the highest everything else, highest gas. We have the highest percentage. Therefore, we have the highest number of injuries as well.
I would say this, man. As far as those scooters go, right, so we have a couple of electric scooters that we own at home. The safest people on a Lime scooter are kids.
Yeah.
They know how to ride those things. And so, like, my son, and it drives me a little crazy, but look, kids are going to be kids. And so he'll be with one of his buddies, and my son has the Lime app.
Right.
So he's like, well, we decided to go to Target. I'm like, you guys walk all the way down there? He's like, no, man, I rented a Lime, and then my buddy rode on the back. So they'll two-man it down there, man.
Damn.
But the thing is,
I ought to be young and light.
He rides.
No, that seems crazy.
Is a lot of it, but he knows a couple of things about the Limes. They are, and this is most electric scooters, they are super front heavy, and most people find that out the very bad way. And also, if you put on the handbrake on one of those scooters, it stops immediately.
Yeah.
And most adults don't know this. And I get it because we don't normally ride scooters, but like kids figure it out. And they've eaten it a couple times, but I'm like, you rode a mile to Target with your buddy on the back. He goes, well, yeah. And then we got a Lime scooter and came back.
Okay.
And, like, they don't care. They have no fear. And so far, no wipeouts, but about three adults I know. I went liming with my kids. How was it? Like, same thing. They're not quite injured, but they're like, I busted up my knee.
Yeah.
I've
used them a bunch in Austin.
Yeah.
It's very, very flat.
Right.
Yeah, and that's the big difference. But even for me, like after about two or three bars, I went, I ain't getting back on it.
Yeah, don't do it.
No. Like we got to call an Uber at this point.
And even in my adult life, since I've been in Seattle, I didn't really have a bike. We were on the East Coast. It's not the easiest place to bike.
Yeah.
But here in Seattle, I got a bike. I never got on that bike without a helmet on. And, 95%, unless you have your own scooter, most of the people I see who rent them, it's not helmet equipped.
You don't have the helmet on.
You've heard the stories of somebody who gets punched in the face and falls back and smacks their head. The next thing you know, they're dead.
Yeah.
It just takes one fall and the wrong thing to happen to you, and you might not be here anymore. Okay. So to me, that's half the battle. Those things are going fast, but I don't have any head protection.
The head protection is the thing. Because
that's what's going to kill you.
Well, my kids have a bunch of their friends over, especially in the summer. And they have two scooters they can take. And you'll have 12 kids there. They all want to ride it. They zip around the block. I get it. But can I go next? I have to physically be outside. Like, if you do not have a helmet on, you cannot get on there. And, oh, come on, man. Like, look, man.
Yeah.
If you want to ride it, put a freaking helmet on. I don't care if you bust up your knees. I don't care if you scrape your elbows. I don't care if you hurt yourself and you come back crying. Just protect your dome.
Right.
And 50% of the time, my words end up ringing true because somebody eats it around the corner, sure, and they come back with the dry tears. I'm like, but your head is okay.
And when it comes to your well-being, if you own one of those, I'm pretty sure they're a lithium or maybe an ion battery.
Oh, yeah. Lithium.
So that's a fire hazard.
It is.
So as soon as you even, I mean, as far as the well-being goes, you could burn your house down just charging the thing up.
But with that, I'm like, look, so is your phone, right?
It's
in my pocket.
Without question.
I don't sweat it. I'll play the odds on that. But it is weird because there are certain things where, you know, I'm telling the kids, look, man, you can have like a Coca-Cola once every 2 weeks. That's about how I roll. And I will tell them why. And then I go outside and smoke a cigarette. And they have to be like, freaking hypocrite, man.
Well, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And you do try to look out for your kids, but like, I'm not the best example. Again, I had a chili dog for breakfast, guys, but I'm going to tell you.
Smelled great.
Yeah. God.
Looks really good.
It was so good, man.
I love a chili dog.
Dude, like I said, it's not why I went there, but I saw it on the menu. I'm like, hell yeah. And I don't regret it. And I know it's ultra processed. I know it's not good for me, but I'm like, F it. I'm going to do this.
I mean, I don't think you ever eat a hot dog and think,
this is healthy.
Right.
This is the healthy alternative.
Right. But they are delicious.
But it's also my breakfast. I just don't know if I should start my day that way. I don't know if there's a good time to eat ultra processed, but I'm like, my first meal of the day is a chili dog. And man, it is killing my gut right now.
Cheese too?
Yes. She asked, would you like the cheese and onions? I'm like, of course I would. And I'm telling you, it added a whole new dimension.
And did I see you using a fork and knife motion?
Yeah, bro, you can't.
I didn't see it.
It's slathered.
You cannot.
Slathered. Couldn't pick it up. No.
As I said tomorrow.
It wasn't Coney style.
No respectable adult would attempt to eat this with their hands. It's all just, it's not feasible, man.
All right, the new study out. Basically, the reason we asked the question, ultra-processed foods are the new tobacco.
Oh, I know. And this one's going to kill me. Yes. Not hot. It's not like I'm sitting around eating hot dogs. But I love turkey lunch meat.
Oh, yeah. It's
Can't
there,
you
brother.
Just get a fresh cut? Is that different? Like if you got a turkey breast sliced?
I mean, I guess I'd have to go home.
I guess maybe.
If it's lunch meat, I think it's lunch meat.
Yeah, I think if they're selling it as lunch meat, even if they're slicing
even
it.
Even if it's just a big old turkey thing, it's processed, I guess.
I think it's been processed to get to the point that they're going to sell it as lunch. Because if you ever tried to thinly shave your Thanksgiving turkey,
it's pretty hard.
Right, it ain't going to happen.
Comprehensive review suggests humans are not biologically adapted to consume ultra-processed foods, which are linked to harm in every major human organ system.
Damn.
Now the review draws on 104 long-term studies. They found that 92 of them link diets and ultra-processed foods, or UPFs, to increased risks of early death, chronic diseases, including obesity, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and depression. Study comes in a three-part series involving dozens of nutrition experts who accuse food corporations of trying to displace fresh food while maximizing the profits.
Well,
and
sure.
More than half of the average diet here in the U.S., and now the UK consists of these foods. They include ready-to-eat meals, cereals, protein bars, sugary drinks, and fast food are defined as industrially manufactured products that often contain artificial flavors, emulsifiers, and colorings. They are designed to be highly palatable and convenient, but are typically high in calories and low in nutrients.
You're telling me they designed these foods to taste good? I will be damned.
Yeah. Protein bars, huh?
Yep.
That's the only one that kind of sticks out. Everything else makes sense.
But think about it like this, though. Like, a protein bar is what it's advertised. There's a lot of protein. They don't tell you all the other garbage that's in there, but it's like, you'll get the protein you're looking for.
And they are delicious.
They are good.
So the study calls for urgent policy action now. Comparing the current state of UPF regulation to the early
days. Put down the protein bar now, son!
Of tobacco control. Like, there's a warning on a pack of cigarettes for a reason.
And obviously, plenty of us, myself included, ignore it, but it is there.
So they say the recommendations include clear front-of-package labeling to identify UPFs, stricter advertising restrictions, especially those targeting children. In other words,
if
you see a cereal commercial during a cartoon or a children's show. The review highlights Brazil's national school food program as a model, with the goal of making 90% of the school food fresh or minimally processed by 2026, and they're actively working on that now. They're targeting sugar, salt. The evidence justifies immediate action based on the studies, 104 of them. They note the food industry is spending millions to fight the restrictions.
Of course.
And fund nutritionists who will parrot their claims.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you do.
The guy's going to stand up there and tell you a Snickers bar and yeah, look, the healthiest thing.
They're not looking out for you. I don't think that's a shock to anyone, but they're still producing delicious food.
So our question when it comes to your health or well-being.
You're not eating a Twinkie saying, oh my God, are you kidding me?
How many pieces of candy did you eat today?
I have not eaten any yet, but yesterday we had those little super mini candy bars in there.
Yeah.
Probably five Twix bars and one Snickers.
Jesus. How did one Snickers get in there?
Because at that point, I'm like, dude, all you've eaten is Twix, eat a Snickers.
Oh, I see. You got Twixed out.
Yeah, I got Twixed out. I did.
When it comes to your health or well-being, what is the worst thing that you do? 206-803-ROCK.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room.
We'll see Brent and Zach from Chinatown just a couple weeks away.
That is correct.
Unwrapped and acoustic holiday tickets are as low as $55. Get them now. It's going to be a great night up at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett.
Please join us. You know, Mike, you were just asking the song we just played, The Man in the Moon Disappears, Summer in the Atmosphere, and you said, what does that mean? Well, honest to God, years ago, Brent normally drops by the studio when he's in town. We're interviewing him, and I want to say that song had just hit, and it's blowing up everywhere. And we asked him about some of the lyrics. We're kind of making fun of him, right? I'm like, so what does that mean? And he was straight up. He goes, it rhymes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe we get him to convince him to do one of your things, Ted, where you insert one of your lyrics into one of his songs. What was yours?
I'm the chicken in your teeth.
I'm the chicken in your teeth.
Yeah.
It's the beginning of that song. He does a lot of whisper
to him. I'm this, who's that? I'm this, who's that? Yeah. It's like, I'm the chicken in your teeth. And Brent just stops down. What? Did you just say I'm the chicken?
I know. That didn't seem that crazy with you guys were saying. No. They stopped the whole interview to be like, that's weird.
Unwrapped an acoustic holiday Friday night, December 12th. Angel of the Winds, Rena and Everett, along with the Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Hollywood Undead, and Mammoth. That's going to be a great night.
Please. How's the thrill? You're all right. Ted, you're a strange fella.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all thought we had something funny, but like Ted said his. And I mean, like, seriously, he just stopped, looked Ted dead in the eye. Like, did you just say the chicken in my teeth?
Tickets available. Is he doing Rocky Top?
He might. If you're going to convince him.
That's right.
Tickets available now at KISW.com. All right, our question now, when it comes to your health or well-being, what is the worst thing that you do? 206-803-ROCK.
So I was wondering during the break, all right? So the ultra-processed foods, this is news to no one, but obviously they're super unhealthy. What do they say? It affects every single organ
in your body.
In your body. So I'm thinking, what is the worst thing you eat on the regular, right? Like, I had the chili dog this morning, but that is not my normal go-to.
Yeah.
In summertime, I will take down some hot dogs.
I'm dead serious. For me, it's got to be lunch meat. There's always lunch meat in my fridge. It's like you just kind of snack on it or, hell, sometimes, I don't know, you just chop it up and throw it in something else.
Yeah.
But I know it's bad.
I think pepperoni falls in. I know this sounds stupid, but we always have pepperoni in the house, and I find it to be a very versatile meat.
Hell yeah.
Whatever it is I'm going to eat, or like you say, Ted, it's the snack I'll eat while I'm looking in the fridge to figure out what I want to eat.
Yeah.
So I eat an inordinate amount of pepperoni, so I know that's probably killing me.
As far as dinners go, like I'll attack the frozen pizza on the regular.
Is that super bad for you?
I mean, I don't think it's the best for you because, you know.
Well, I know that, but I mean, is it bad for you or is it just not too good for you?
No, I think it's bad for you.
It's really bad for you.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
There's a lot of process. Yeah. That's not dough, man. Well, not that's like not actual
vegetables.
Do you get pepperoni and sausage?
I'll get the supreme, dude.
So that's all of that.
Okay.
You know, so you don't have vegetables on there, but then you have the flour.
That,
you
know,
if you're not doing
cardboard.
A Ted cauliflower, you know, crust pizza with cheese and nothing else on it, you know, that's
what about
not the healthiest thing.
But
I love them. I mean,
my daughter eats a lot of. She loves lunch meat turkey.
Hell yeah!
And she loves what is oodles of noodles.
We'll do ramen on the regular.
Ramen, that's what I'm thinking. Ramen, right?
So, but I think with ramen, if you just cook the cheap little dollar pack of ramen, it's fine. I think Miles is right. As soon as you throw in
the sodium bomb,
that's when it becomes bad.
She does not add that. So, all right, I'm just wondering how bad that was.
We're not supposed to drink the broth when we're done.
You shouldn't.
Well,
I mean, not really.
I mean, the idea is, but I mean, like,
it's hard not to
think about. Do you remember the Lipton chicken noodle soup that came in a packet as well?
Yeah.
That is a salt. You're basically just dumping an entire bucket of salt in a bowl of water and heating it up.
Man, it's good, though.
It is good. It is very good.
What about you, man?
I think I keep nothing in my house that I can snack on other than nuts.
All right.
Because I know that I'll get into it after I get stoned at night.
Yeah, that's why you get snacks, man.
So, but I try not to buy those things because I'm technically not supposed to eat, you know, any food 3 hours before I go to bed because of acid reflux.
Okay. All right.
So I try to keep within that realm. I think the biggest problem for me is coming to work. And what I mean by coming to work is that there's a store next door. I'll grab a bag of chips.
Sure.
I grabbed a bag of chips yesterday.
I got a bag of chips on my desk now.
Those are tiny little bags of chips.
They are, but I would normally not eat that.
But if you eat it every day or three times a week at least,
a couple pieces of chocolate. If there are donuts in the kitchen.
Oh, gone.
Yeah. I will have a donut. If there's pizza here, which doesn't happen on the regular, but, you know, you're trying to maintain, you know, just trying to eat decently, and then you walk in here, and there's stuff that I don't want to turn down because
donuts are
last
tough.
Last week we had biscuits and gravy.
So I'm
I mean, it's just
of course
like,
I had to go get it. Biscuits and gravy. I'm from West Virginia.
Yeah,
I mean
that's the problem.
That's like blood for your body.
That's the problem with when people bring in food at work or whatever. Like, who knows? Maybe during the week you're really strict and you don't eat carbs or whatever.
All right,
but like people also use bringing in food at work as to make something maybe they don't always make.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. So you end up eating it.
It's never healthy.
It's like, it's like it's Wednesday, but these biscuits and gravy are delicious.
Right.
I still have some of that gravy in my freezer.
Our old IT guy. He lives down in Denver now, Chaz.
Oh, yeah.
Goddamn. His wife made the best cookies. But she would make it a point when she baked. I mean, he would come in with a Tupperware container.
And she specifically made this amount for us.
Yeah, they're always different. Yeah. They're always delicious.
There's
no way if he brought those cookies in. You had to have a couple of them. I mean, and that's what I mean by work. It's not really necessarily the one thing. It's the environment of food
that we occasionally, it's not every day.
I eat worse here than I do at home. There's no doubt. Because, I mean, look, you're buying it from stores or restaurants, and they make food good, and it's probably good because it's not healthy. Yep. Ted, you probably do the best stuff. It's going to, what is it, Everfresh, Evergreen?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, I try.
Boy, you sound happy about that.
Well, we have enough.
I mean, look, those salads are fine, but every time, what I say is, like, this is a delicious salad. And, like, 2 hours later, it's, like, kind of hungry.
Hey, we have another IT guy now, right? And he got sick from eating a salad. Mm-hmm. He was eating a salad. He got it from somewhere.
Trying to eat healthy was his point.
It had chicken on it.
Because the doctor told him, hey, he having some medical things. The doctor told him, start to eat healthier. And he's not excited about it, but he followed doctor's
orders.
He's
not a big guy at all.
No. Yeah. But he got, what was it, a bacterial stomach infection?
Yeah, he was in the hospital for days. For days.
Because he had a salad.
Now, speaking of this, I woke
up. Which also, for the record, just sucks worse.
Mm-hmm. Getting sick, eating
food. Everybody knows you should eat more salad, right? Or drink more water. Sure. But you don't want to be like, look, I'm sick eating a salad.
Yeah. And no, exactly. You want a cheeseburger to mess you up.
Yeah.
You don't want a salad to mess you up.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
My doctor sent me
how'd your cholesterol get so high? Too much salad dressing.
That's exactly what happened to me today. I got the doctor said, no, coronary artery disease. He's like, you got this. You got to start eating like this crap, right? And I'm like, I'm looking at what I'm supposed to eat. And I'm just like, this absolutely sucks. I'm going to be like a combination of Hair Club and VD. I'm going to have to eat like
grumpy
salad. Just, yes.
Maybe that explains
the
mood.
Why would you be happy? If you look, and I'm not saying the Mediterranean diet does not have some decent things on it.
But if that's the only thing you really get to
as
eat.
As a whole, you know, as far as how drastically I'm supposed to change my diet, it is just like, this sucks.
What do you have to cut out that you're going to miss the most?
Well,
because the diet doesn't sound the worst. What sounds worse is what you can't eat. Not so much what they're recommending you do. You go like, all right, because we're outside and I'm like, hey, man, try this. And he's like, well, but I can't eat that one thing. And to me, like, that one thing kind of makes the dish. Instead of white rice, it's, what, couscous?
Well, it's
which
couscous
is stupid.
Or
couscous is dumb.
Quinoa.
I don't mind quinoa or couscous.
My issue with quinoa and couscous is this. I said, like, I don't hate it because it doesn't have enough taste. But I feel like it contributes nothing. Right. But I can't eat the white rice that contributes more. So... And then you end up with this crap in your mouth pretty much for the rest of the day.
Part of the reason that it's just going to be a pain in the ass, to be honest with you, is the preparation time. You just need to seriously prep your meal.
Eat a meal you're not excited to eat.
And meal prep for the entire week, which means, you know, you need to be a little bit more diligent about going to the store. And I hate yogurts. I hate cottage cheese.
Are these recommended for you?
Oh, of course they are. Mm-hmm. Yes, with berries and... Just frick, man.
Tell you, man, just go hot sauce in that cottage cheese.
Something. I mean, I got to figure out a way to not go nuts. Because, again, I'm looking at the chili dog today, and I want to cry.
It was delicious.
It just looked so good.
I kind of felt bad, because you just told me what the doctor said. I come back with a chili dog like
God
man.
Damn it.
Sorry. But, I'm paying the price right now. Somebody says, does a radio station have a vending machine? We used to have a vending machine, but whenever...
We used to have a whole grocery.
Well, when everyone stopped working here, essentially, they took the thing out, right? And look, I don't know about your work vending machine, but traditionally, there's nothing healthy in a vending machine. We had Pop-Tarts, which I would get almost every day.
They had a granola bar, and apparently those are processed as well.
Yeah,
so like the Nature Valley ones, the little two-pack things that are pretty crunchy and
granola,
delicious.
Whatever we have granola for you. But like the protein bar, we have the protein you need. You're going to get a whole lot of crap that's not good for you, but you'll get your protein.
Yeah. I mean, again, and it all goes back and forth to what kind of how your lifestyle is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's plenty of people that eat just red meat and stuff, but, like, that's their whole thing, right? They're keto or they're whatever.
Yeah.
So their body can process it better, and I'm assuming they don't seem to get the bad side of it.
Right.
Whereas I feel like if you're just ripping cheeseburgers.
Well, see, that's the thing.
I think kind of eating whatever in between. Like, it seems like you got to stick with something.
I'm going to do my best. I've determined at least 6 days a week.
Yeah.
But one day a week, if I want to get pizza, if I want to get
do
a cheeseburger, if I want to have a steak, you can have red meats. They just encourage you maybe one time a month to do it, once every couple weeks.
Well, and food is different than, like, you know, people that go to AA, right? They're like, I can't go have, like, a drink.
Right.
Good, like, good. I can't. So it's like, you're right. That's the difference with food, because it's like,
sure.
I don't think if you got a medium pizza on a Sunday, it's going to be like, oh, he dropped that.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know, or like exactly. All of a sudden he's eating pizza 6 days a week.
That's all he does
it's just,
now.
It's just not every day that, you know, you should be eating this.
Oh, yeah.
So our question, when it comes to your health or well-being, what is the worst thing you do? 206-803-ROCK.
Basically, you are a pregnant woman now.
Yeah.
Well, my wife got pregnant, and the doctors explained all the things you should avoid, and obviously ultra-processed food was the main one. But at that time, I want to say we had lunch meat in the fridge all the time. And yeah. She just stopped by. Credit to her, man. Like, she did not do anything. No processed meat, but I had to spend 9 months listening to her, like, when this baby gets out of me, I want, like, a turkey sandwich. I want corned beef. I'm like, yeah. I get it. She wouldn't even drink a glass of wine. And I even explained. I said, look, I talked to the doctor. The doctor said, a glass of wine is fine. The reason they say don't have any is because when you say don't have any, they fully expect you to have a couple.
Right.
They know, but if they say it's okay to have a couple, then you will have seven. So I'm like, she would not do it.
And the one that just burns me the most is the pig. Pig's gone.
Pork's great, man.
No, it's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's completely wiped out. It's gone. I mean, and to me, it's just like, damn it.
Not even a pepperoni pizza, man.
That'll be my cheat day. You know what I mean? But when it comes to barbecue, when it comes to ribs, when it comes to brisket, even like smoked pastrami, all these things.
Okay.
How you make
meat. Be honest. We're at work. And like I said, the biscuits and gravy that showed up last week, complete surprise to us.
Yeah.
They were like, hey, man,
I got a bowl of it.
They walk in and they go, hey, man, I brought in some pulled pork. See, are you gonna fight it, or are you just going to say, look, man, I think I'm
going to mix it. I think I'm going to take a couple bites and then say, okay, what else can I possibly eat here? Oh, look, coleslaw.
That's about it.
You know,
that is it.
So our question, when it comes to your health or well-being, what is the worst thing you can do? 206, or the worst thing that you do? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Rob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Hola.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Appreciate it. Because he has bad habits. Cool. Welcome to the show.
There's so many times you guys bring up a subject and I need to call, and I actually had time. My bad habit is sugar. I'm 56 years old, and since, I'd say 1983... freshman in high school, man, I've been going through his grandma's cookies back then. It's like you get two cookies for 50 cents. Mm. It has gone way up now.
How much sugar do you think you consume today? Like an average day, what's the sugar you're putting in your body?
No matter what, is two of the big Safeway cookies in the morning and two of the big Safeway cookies after dinner.
Like every day?
Usually every day.
How big are these cookies?
They're pretty big. They're pretty hefty.
Now, are you a big guy?
I am 5'5 and 155 pounds.
So you're
skinny.
Great health.
It doesn't mean you're healthy. It just means you're skinny. And I wish you guys would stop saying, you're so skinny. I'm like, I am probably dead inside, man. I mean, like, I might not be
nothing
heavy.
Nothing to do with food, dude.
Yeah.
But that's my point. Like, look. I might be thin, but I don't know that healthy would necessarily be how I gauge myself.
Well, yeah, no. So I talk to the doctors about it when I go in, you know, the doctor every 5 years or so for a checkup and just tell them to draw all the blood and just check everything. And he says, you're fine. It's all good. Problem you're going to have with this diet is when you quit moving. When I quit my job and I'm not doing what I do for a living, and I'm starting to slow down, then it might catch up on me, and I have recently done that, and I haven't gained any weight yet.
What do you do?
Well, I used to own an automotive repair shop in Issaquah for 30 years, and I just sold that and basically retired. So I'm pushing cars for a living and lifting parts, and I'm constantly moving. Now I'm, sort of retired. I still do plenty of stuff, but I'm home a lot more, and that's where the cookies are at.
Right.
Yeah.
What about what you drink? Are you drinking soft drinks as well? Are the cookies the main thing?
You know what? I drink a lot of water and milk.
Always been
drinking milk all my life. No. I mean, I had a Coke the other day, but no alcohol.
Really?
I haven't had alcohol in many, many, many years.
Oh my God!
That sounds like you're relatively healthy. You just have a couple cookies in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if that's the worst thing you do, that's not the worst thing in the world. What about do you have any risky?
And then, if there's a dessert table, I'm going to have a piece of all of it.
Sure.
Do you have?
I'll never let it go bad.
Well, you're again.
I love how matter of fact you are.
Yeah, no, I respect that.
We're trying to help you build you back up. You're like, no, I got a problem, man.
do you do any risky activities or have any risky behaviors?
Oh, sure. I'm on the phone and driving right now. How's that?
course. Well, yeah, I mean.
Well, you're definitely not alone in that.
I used to race motocross. I quit doing that because I did crack some vertebrae. Went through a few ribs, bones, things like that. And I realized at some point that I could be paralyzed.
See, that's the funny thing, right? So it's like, oh, man. I ate all these cookies, that might affect my health. But I used to race motocross.
You know what the most dangerous two-wheel activity is?
What's that?
It is downhill mountain biking.
I believe that.
Even more so than riding a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Downhill mountain biking is more dangerous than
motorcycle,
riding a motorcycle.
You can wreck going uphill.
That's true.
You can.
But
you
also,
can.
I feel like on a motorcycle, you have a little more control. Things might happen when you ride the motorcycle, but typically it's not user error.
Yeah,
you might get hit by a car and all that, but you can brake. You can avoid things. You're going downhill on a mountain bike, man, and on an actual mountain. Like, it is what it is.
Some of the videos.
I've got my scooter's been parked for almost 2 years now. I need to get it in and get a tune-up and everything else flushed and fixed and everything else. But seriously, I almost died on that thing at one point in time when someone just pulled out in front of me.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Your danger is other people.
Yeah, and not only that,
correct,
but
other drivers.
If you know anything about Fremont or Ballard right now, there's not a road that you can go down that's not in construction zone.
I think that's all of Seattle,
so,
in my experience.
There's potholes everywhere. The road's in terrible shape. I mean, it's just crap. It's not ideal. And we live in a very busy city where people just stop their cars. With all the rideshare services and everything else. The rules just seemingly don't apply to just normal driving as far as even pulling over. They'll just stop in the middle of the street to let somebody out. They'll U-turn in the middle. I see it every day in my car. So I know for a fact, if you're on two wheels, that, you know, that's, I want to keep the scooter. I'm just hoping one day I'll live in like a neighborhood or an area where it's just not
quite as dangerous.
Quite as dangerous as far as the amount of cars on the road and people. And maybe that's impossible, but maybe one day.
My argument right now is,
I love getting on it.
If you are getting on 5 South off of 130th Street, right? If you're getting on 5 South and you are headed, you're headed east and you're going to get onto 5 South, there are two signs that say yield. Could you possibly do that?
Yeah.
It's a small thing. It's on both sides. It says yield. We just come on from the other direction, right? So we're headed west, get on 5 South, and the people coming east, like, they have the yield. We do not. We still slow down because we know not one freaking person, other than professional drivers, right? So guys that drive trucks they will yield and let you go. Everyone else, and I'm like, dude, it says yield on both sides. Wherever you're looking, it says yield. They're ripping on, I think, 45 miles an hour, and they've almost hit us a couple of times. Then we get flipped off. And I cannot explain how angry I am.
Ted, did you sell your scooter? Do you still have it?
No. I got rid of mine.
Okay.
But I told you the other night, right? I'm going straight through an intersection. The guy's making a right. He does not look, starts making a right. So I land on the horn heavy, like proper time.
Yeah.
And he kind of scoots right over. So I go by him. Then he got right behind me. He started flashing his high beams and honking. He's like, listen, man, I don't really care. You just weren't paying attention, and I would have hit you.
I just want to make sure you know I'm there.
I'm not angry at you. I'm trying to help you not get hurt.
Like, this is the example of why we have horns.
And mine goes, ee. I don't even know if they'd hear
it. On the scooter?
Yeah. When it comes to your health or well-being, what is the worst thing that you do? 206-803-ROCK.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.